Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne Marie.
And friends, you're watching Studio Classroom. No, your eyes are not tricking you. We're really here.
Why are we talking about tricks, friends? Because today we are talking all about a trick that happens between your eyes and your brain, an optical illusion.
Yes, that's what our lesson will be all about. This one is called Seeing is Believing. Well, friends, let's jump right into it with our first reading.
Seeing is believing? Optical illusion museums are designed to trick the eyes and the brain. Have you ever looked at a picture that seemed to move even though it was completely still? This effect is called an optical illusion. Optical illusions happen when the eyes send information to the brain, but the brain interprets it incorrectly. Because of this, a person may perceive movement in a still image, or think an object is larger or smaller than it really is. Optical illusion museums use special pictures, mirrors, and room designs to create these surprising effects. This allows visitors to experience how easily the eyes and brain can be deceived. Flat images may appear three-dimensional, and people may seem to be standing on the ceiling. By changing their positions, visitors see how the illusion shifts and transforms from different viewpoints.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack.首先我们来看 interpret 这个动词，意思是诠释或是解释。譬如 The archaeologist tries to interpret ancient symbols and hieroglyphs to understand their meaning. 这位考古学家试图解读古代符号与象形文字以理解它们的含义。如果在 interpret 前面加上字首 MIS, misinterpret 就是误解或是曲解的意思。譬如Don't misinterpret my silence as a lack of interest. I'm just deep in thought. 别误会我的沉默是缺乏兴趣，我只是在沉思。Interpret 字尾加上 er 就变成名词 interpreter， 意思呢就是口译员、解释者。譬如 ，The conference hired an interpreter to translate for the foreign delegates. 大会聘请了一名口译员为外国代表提供翻译服务。
Sometimes a fun, harmless trick can be a great time for everyone. If you enjoy these little tricks for your eyes, today we learn about a certain place you can visit to see more.
That's right. Right here in our article, we see optical illusion museums are designed to trick the eyes and the brain. We have to start off our lesson by defining what an optical illusion actually is. An optical illusion is something that tricks your eyes.
Right. For example, a picture in a book might include an optical illusion.These are things that you see as very different from the actual image that's there.
It makes me think of those photos that you've probably seen online, friends, where it's a picture of something and maybe different people who look at it see something different first. Or you see another picture of lines or circles and it makes it look like that picture is moving even though it isn't.
Yeah, there's another classic one with two lines on top of each other.The lines are exactly the same length, but because there are sort of arrows pointing different ways on each side, one of them looks longer.
These are all examples of common optical illusions. And we find out in our lesson that you can actually go to places called optical illusion museums.
All right, let's get into it, friends. Have you ever looked at a picture that seemed to move even though it was completely still?
It has happened to me before, friends. This effect is called an optical illusion. Optical illusions happen when the eyes send information to the brain, but the brain interprets it incorrectly.
Yeah, your brain doesn't fully know what's going on. Of course, your brain isn't able to see exactly what your eyes are. There's a little bit of a disconnect there.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. Sometimes if you change your perspective of the way you're looking at the picture, or if you close one eye, that can even change the way the picture looks to you as well.
You know, or even if you look at a picture for too long, it starts to change, or your eyes and your brain start to ignore certain things.
So we're finding out here why optical illusions happen, right? It's because the signals are not getting from your eyes to your brain in exactly how the picture looks.
All right, because of this, a person may perceive movement in a still image or think an object is larger or smaller than it really is.
So we see at the beginning of this sentence, friends, because of. When we see this, we know that this is the reason something happens.
Now, for example, you might stay home because of rain. Because it's raining, you don't want to go out.
We know what an optical illusion is. Now let's talk about what an optical illusion museum is, friends. They use special pictures, mirrors, and room designs to create these surprising effects.
Yeah. Have you ever been to like a city or a state carnival, Anne-Marie?
I have.
Sometimes they have those special houses with rooms full of mirrors. You can't figure out which way to go to get out.
Yeah, sometimes we call those fun houses. I've also been to an exhibit before that you could walk into a room and you kind of walked up a ramp, but it wasn't clear to people looking at it that it was a ramp, so it would make some people who stood at one end of the room look really tall and the other look really short just because of the way the floor was.
Yeah, these can be a lot of fun. These museums sound like a lot of fun. It allows visitors to experience how easily the eyes and brain can be deceived.
Deceived is a great term that we can take a look at together, friends. This means to be tricked or fooled.
For example, a trick might deceive everyone in a room. Often, magicians are very good at deceiving people.
Now, deceived can have a deeper meaning as well. If you are deceived by someone, it can also mean that you were lied to as well. That's not what we're really talking about here with optical illusions, though.
Most of the time, these are pretty harmless.
For sure. Let's read on here together. Flat images may appear three-dimensional. What does it mean when we say this term, three-dimensional?
Well, you might have heard of 3D before, friends. That is the same thing, three-dimensional. It means you're seeing something that has length, width, and depth. So real things in the real world.
Yeah, so like 3D movies look three-dimensional.
Absolutely, even though they technically aren't. All right, we continue on here. Flat images may appear three-dimensional, and people may seem to be standing on the ceiling.
By changing their positions, visitors see how the illusion shifts and transforms from different viewpoints. What are we talking about here when we say viewpoints?
Anne-Marie, it is similar to a word you used earlier, that word perspectives. Viewpoints are ways of seeing or thinking about something. That could just be the way that, you're thinking about it, or the actual way you're seeing something with your eyes.
One situation where we often hear the word viewpoints is when it comes to conversation. Different viewpoints can make conversation more interesting. And just as Garrett said, that word perspectives works here as well.
Yeah, I also think of going to a sports game. Depending on what your viewpoint is, you'll see things a bit differently. This would just mean which part of the stadium you're sitting in.
But also we can use viewpoints to talk about opinions as well. You might see a certain situation from a specific perspective or viewpoint, that just means that your opinion might be different than others.
And depending on your viewpoint, things will change if you're seeing an optical illusion at one of these museums.
Yeah, so it sounds like these things can look different depending on where you're standing. That was definitely my experience when I visited that room with the funny ramp.
All right, friends, we have more to say about this and about these optical illusions. You'll need to wait just a moment. Let's go into our next reading.
Seeing is believing. Unlike traditional museums, where people look but don't touch, optical illusion museums encourage visitors to interact with the exhibits. Visitors can enter them, move around, strike poses, and take photos that amuse them.
Amuse 这个动词意思是逗乐或是使开心。譬如 Polly tried to amuse the kids with a playful dance, waving her arms and spinning around. Polly 试着用俏皮的舞蹈逗孩子们开心，她挥动着双臂并转圈圈。片语 keep someone amused， 它的意思呢是让某人开心或是给某人解闷。譬如 Dad always used to give us riddles to solve.Keeping us amused in long lines. 爸爸以前总会让我们解谜语，让我们在排长队时开心。Amuse 的名词是 amusement， 意思是娱乐或是乐趣。譬如 ，For Kay's amusement, Joe did the dare she jokingly gave him. 为了让 Kay 开心 ，Joe 完成了他开玩笑提出的挑战。
Friends, have you ever been to a fancy art museum? They can be a lot of fun. You see amazing works of art, but there are often lots of ropes or other things blocking you off. After all, they don't want you touching the art.
Optical illusion museums are different. You don't just look at the art, you become part of the exhibits. Let's learn about that here together.Unlike traditional museums, where people look but don't touch, optical illusion museums encourage visitors to interact with the exhibits.
All right, so you're not just allowed to interact with them, you're encouraged to do this. If you're encouraged to do something, someone gives you support, or they tell you they want you to do this thing.
Let's use encourage in another sentence.Teachers encourage their students. Now we see some other terms in this sentence as well, friends. We also see interact with.
All right, if you interact with something, you talk with a person, you spend time with the thing, or you perform some other action on or with it.
Maybe kids could interact with animals at a petting zoo. They're not just looking at the animals, maybe they're feeding them or petting them.
All right, we have one more term here, and it's that term exhibits. Exhibits are often seen at a museum. They're displays or maybe even shows of things, and they're often temporary.
Here's another example. The museum has a lot of cool exhibits to explore. So we see here that these exhibits at the Optical Illusion Museums are able to be interacted with. Visitors can enter them.Move around, strike poses, and take photos that amuse them.
Right, I imagine they're even okay with you touching a lot of the things in these museums, as long as you don't break anything.
Yeah, it seems like to me that one of the reasons people go to these types of museums is to take photos. That's what you're doing if you're striking a pose. I'm sure those photos would turn out pretty funny.
Yeah, and you can enter them, you move around. Remember, things change based on your viewpoint, so make sure to not just stand still.
All right, friends, we have more to learn, so let's get on with our deep dive right now.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. what are we looking for today? Let's look at it together. Now, I'm sure some of you can identify with this. You're walking through an art gallery and you stop in front of a huge painting of a starry night sky. You tilt your head, step closer, and just look at it, really look. You notice the swirling colors, the tiny brush strokes, the way it feels like the stars are moving. That focused, curious act of directing your eyes towards something, that's look at in its simplest, most magical form. Look at means to direct your eyes toward something or someone in order to see it clearly, often with interest or attention. It's one of the most basic ways we explore the world. For example, look at that rainbow. It's so beautiful after the rain. Also, the teacher said, "Everyone look at the board so we can solve this problem together." Here are three more fun look phrases. Look up can mean to search for information, like in a book or online, or to raise your eyes toward the sky. For example, if you don't know the word, look it up in the dictionary. Look forward to means to feel excited and happy about something coming soon. For example, I always look forward to weekends because we get to play soccer with friends. Look out is a warning. Watch out for danger. For example, look out, there's a ball coming your way. I once told my friend to look at a tiny bug on a leaf. We ended up staring for 10 minutes, amazed at its little legs and shiny wings. Just looking at things can turn ordinary moments into tiny adventures. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
Seeing is believing. Optical illusion museums, which have become very popular in recent years, are interactive and fun. They combine simple science with a design that encourages hands-on learning. That's how visual confusion turns into a fun and memorable experience.
Interactive 的意思呢是活跃的、主动的，加上表示相互意思的字首 inter。Interactive 的意思呢是互动的，譬如 ，The interactive whiteboard in the classroom allows teachers to engage students in group activities。教室里的互动式白板让老师能带领学生参与小组活动。Interactive 的动词形式是 interact， 意思是互动、交流。例如 ，The art professor gives her students many opportunities to interact with her and each other both inside and outside the classroom。这位艺术教授让学生在课堂内外与他及彼此有许多互动的机会。Interactive 的名词是 interactivity， 意思是互动性。譬如The new video game features high interactivity, allowing players to control every aspect of the gameplay. 这款新游戏具有高度的互动性，让玩家能够掌控游戏玩法的每个环节。以上就是今天的 Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
All right, friends, let's put all these ideas together. Why would you want to visit an optical illusion museum?
Let's start reading here together, friends. Optical illusion museums, which have become very popular in recent years, are interactive and fun. So it sounds like these types of museums are gaining popularity.
Yes, more and more people are enjoying them. They combine simple science with a design that encourages hands-on learning.
Combine is a good term for us to define right now, friends. Combine means to mix or join together.
For example, you can combine flour, sugar, and other things to make cookies.
What are we combining here at these optical illusion museums? Well, we're combining simple science with a design that encourages hands-on learning. Hands-on learning is learning by doing activities, and usually you're using your hands.
Yes. For example, kids really love hands-on learning in the classroom. This is very different from learning where you just sit in a classroom and listen to the teacher talk the whole time.
Yeah, a lot of people do better with different types of learning. Some people learn by reading, some people learn by doing, and hands-on learning is an example of learning by doing.
Yeah, it's very interactive. It's not what you can find at many museums, but you can find it at these.
Yes, you sure can. All right, let's keep reading, friends. That's how visual confusion turns into a fun and memorable experience. Let's take a moment to look at this word visual.
All right. Something that is visual is related to seeing, something you can see, or maybe even a picture or video.
Here's an example. Visual aids help explain ideas.
All right, visual. Let's look at one other word in that sentence, this word memorable. Memorable things are easy to remember, usually because they're special or they stand out.
What is the most memorable trip you've ever taken before, friends? We often use the word memorable with things like trips, when things are enjoyable or they left a deep impression on us.
Now, it is interesting in that last sentence that we said confusion can turn into fun. Often we wouldn't want to be confused, but that's part of where the fun comes in here.
Yeah, and often when I am looking at an optical illusion, I don't necessarily feel confused, but that is what's going on in my brain. My brain is confused. Usually I just feel curious because I don't understand how this could be happening.
Now, there's one other interesting thing in this last section. We said these are becoming more and more popular. Anne-Marie, I've never seen one.
I saw one a few years ago here in Taipei, and I did enjoy going to it. Like you said earlier, these types of exhibits are often temporary, so that might be a good place to start, friends. See if there's anything like this popping up near you.
All right, friends. We'll be back to talk more in just a moment. Right now, though, let's go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 that's 加 how 加主词加动词的句型，意思是那就是什么什么的方式。How 引导的名词子句用来解释某件事发生的方式或过程，强调结果是这个方式造成的。How 在语法上与 the way that 和 the way in which 相同。来看这个例句。He dedicated his life to helping the needy, and that's how he inspired so many people around the world. 他毕生致力于辅助贫困者，正因为如此，他激励了世界各地无数的人。
Friends, we've come to the end of today's lesson, so let's read our talk about it question together. Would you rather visit a traditional museum or an optical illusion museum, and why?
Good question, Anne-Marie. I think my answer is still traditional museum. I like these a lot, but if I were with a group of kids, I think the Optical Illusion Museum would be great.
Your answer is similar to mine. I do prefer traditional museums, but if you haven't been to an Optical Illusion Museum, it could be fun to try.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe you can even find one that combines both. There's art pieces and optical illusions.
What about you, friends? Do you think you would like to try an optical illusion museum? Talk about that in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on Studio Classroom.
Hi. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.